Welcome to Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins. It is May Day, and we have an action-packed show for you this evening. You'll have the chance to win tickets to the Gays Mills Folk Festival, and I have some music in honor of May Day, both the traditional spring celebration and International Labor Day. Plus, it's Pete Seeger's birthday this week, and there are also a few new releases and old favorites selected by Sheila Shigley. Speaking of Sheila, our music librarian, she's here in the studio, as are two Wisconsin-based musicians, Chris Wagner and Mary Gaines. You might know Chris and Mary from the Stella Novas, the Moon Gypsies, or Mad Toast Live, or you might have heard them on some very well-known CDs, including by Carrie Newcomer, Willie Porter, and the Smashing Pumpkins. And if you don't know of them, we can take care of that right now. Welcome, Chris and Mary.
Hi, Stephanie. Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's great. Thanks for coming by.
Our pleasure.
Well, we're going to start with some music right away. What would you like to kick off with?
We're going to do a tune. It's an old tune called St. James Infirmary, and it's kind of really straddles a lot of styles, just a great old New Orleans tune.
All right. Chris and Mary with St. James Infirmary.
Section couldn't make it, so we'll do our best to cover.
It was down in old Joe's barroom, on the corner by the square. The drinks were being served as usual, and the usual crowd was there. When up stepped old Joe McGinney, in his eyes they were bloodshot red. As he poured himself one big old shot of whiskey, but these were the words he said. I went down to St. James Infirmary just to see my baby there. Stretched out on a cold white table, so smooth, so cold, so fair. Well, let her go.
Let her go, God bless her.
Wherever she may be, she may search this whole wide world over, but she'll never find a man like me. Was 16 coal black horses hitched to a rubber-tired hack. There was 7 women going down to the graveyard, but only 6 of them was coming that you heard my story. Pour me one more shot of booze,
And if anyone comes asking about me, tell them I got the St. James Infirmary Blues.
St. James Infirmary Blues. Is that a New Orleans tune?
It's a sad, sad song. Yeah, it's in New Orleans. We got married down in New Orleans. We haven't been back, and I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the places where we were are there.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
If it's been a while.
Yeah.
Now, I saw that you're playing the Isthmus Jazz Festival here in Madison,
yeah,
and then the Sugar Maple Traditional Music Festival.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's... And
yeah,
you play some traditional instruments, you play some jazz, so you're kind of at that intersection.
Well, when we met in school here at the UW, and studying classical strings, but at the same time we were playing in bluegrass and country and blues and rock bands and jazz, studying jazz with Richard Davis, and it just has been a natural offshoot. I don't think we ever knew another way to do it.
Yeah, it seemed to have... we just kind of fell into feeling natural doing those styles. And there's so little difference in certain aspects of jazz and folk in that you have to feel it. And that's probably the biggest thing, I think.
Yeah, and a lot of the songs that we kind of gravitate toward, I mean, obviously we're not like heavy-duty bebop players or anything like that, so really we're kind
Definitely
of like
not.
The very much the folk end of... Mm-hmm. We're kind of probably too folky for most hardcore jazz clubs and too jazzy for most hardcore folk clubs. So we look for those...
those in-between.
We play a lot of
venues,
restaurants. Yeah. We play weddings. No.
Well, the songs that you gave me for the list for tonight are kind of... They're songs with a story, most of them. So you like to tell stories?
Yeah, very much so. We do some instrumentals too, but conversationally, Mary and I, we do a lot of duo gigs, but we also play as a trio and a quartet. We add a drummer or a guitar player, but for us, it's very much about this. The jazz aspect is this musical conversation, right? The improv. We have arrangements, but they kind of it depends on the day.
And we've been playing together for so long that, you know, if we want to take it somewhere kind of weird, it's not hard for us to pick up on each other's weirdness.
Yeah.
I guess that's the best way I could say that.
Musical intuition. With
yeah, that's a better
no
way.
Weirdness, that's what we're
doing. Well, what will you play next for us?
It's a Harry Nilsson tune called Think About Your Troubles.
This is on one of our CDs. Harry Nilsson is one of our favorite songwriters. Wonderfully quirky.
Is he the one that wrote the theme for Midnight Cowboy, was it, the song?
Oh,
I don't
boy.
Know.
You know,
he did
I think maybe.
The Point.
The Point, yeah, one of his lesser-known albums, but one of our favorite albums. But yeah, I think maybe we'll get some callers.
We'll have to see. You can tell us on Facebook if you know the answer. Yeah. Simply Folk on Wisconsin Public Radio. Okay, so the name of the tune again by Harry Nilsson?
Think About Your Troubles.
Think About Your Troubles. This is Mary Gaines and Chris Wagner.
Very timely tune here.
About your troubles, pour yourself a cup of tea and think about the bubbles. You can take teardrops and pour them in a teapot, take them down to the riverside, pour them over the east side to be swept up by a current, and take them to the ocean to be eaten by some fishes, who were eaten by some fishes and swallowed by a whale who grew so old. Thank you. when a body decomposes, the basic elements are given back to the ocean, and the sea does what it ought to, and soon there's salty water, which is not too good for drinking, cause it tastes just like a teardrop, we run it through a filter, and it comes out from a faucet, or it pours into a teapot, which is just about to bubble now. Think about your trouble.
Think about your troubles. What a lovely song.
So sweet.
It goes around and around.
I love that uke and cello. I don't think I've heard ukulele and cello before. I was thinking, how did you come to play this particular herd of instruments that you have here with
Chris has been working on his herd for many years. He's always played a little bit of mandolin and violin. But then he started getting into other kinds of mandolins. And then his father played the accordion, so naturally we have several accordions. And then, I don't know, ukuleles just seemed like the next step.
Okay, it's beautiful sound.
Yeah.
How about the cello then? How did you add that in? Or was that just your instrument, and so that's what you went with?
Well, I started out with guitar, and then I did cello, and then I discovered bass, so I started doing bass stuff on the cello, and then I got a real bass and started getting other gigs, and now I'm back to the cello because it's so much smaller. But I never really played the upright bass, but it goes so well with these more delicate instruments. Mm-hmm. It doesn't kind of overwhelm them, I think.
And you still give it a feel of the upright bass even.
I try to, yeah. Mm-hmm. So much fun.
You both host a show where you interview musical artists, just as we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Where did that start? Was that your idea?
And it was Chris's idea.
Well, yeah, Mary named it. Mm-hmm. Mad Toast was the name of a little cartoon she did at home one day. I was like, that would be great. We're trying to figure out names for this. But I remember watching Papa Hambone many years ago, who was a Wisconsin public radio guy, and we'd go down to the club to wash. We'd traipse through 3 feet of snow to go down there. And I loved it. And, you know, some of the same band that's on Michael Feldman's show, too, now, I think. Johnny Tulane. Yeah, and that has made such a huge influence, I think, such great impression. And so the original idea was to do kind of maybe some sort of variety show. And then it kind of turned into, we're musicians, we're a lot more comfortable with, let's do this format that's about 50 minutes. And they became episodes, and now we've got like 180 episodes on madtoastlive.com and are planning next fall's our new season, and no plans to stop doing it.
I saw you have Claudia Schmidt coming up soon.
Yeah.
She's very popular among Simply Folk listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're very excited to have her on. Actually, part of the reason why we started doing Mad Toast Live is that we lost a gig and we couldn't find another one. So we kind of made one up.
Excellent. Highly recommended.
If you're in the Madison area or South Central Wisconsin, you can catch Mad Toast Live at the Brink Lounge. And we'll have that information at simplyfolk.org as well. What's next for us in terms of music?
It's a Hank Williams tune, I believe.
Hank Williams,
okay. Yeah, believe it or not. And but we heard a Willie Nelson version of this with Branford Marsalis on sax, and we loved it. Well, you know, Willie Nelson, he's a great musician, but he's actually kind of a jazz musician. The way he sings it, you're not quite sure where the downbeat is.
Right.
Yeah. But he's there. He knows what he's doing.
And he does use some jazz chords as well.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what's the name of this song?
My Bucket's Got a Hole in It.
All right.
In my hand, I'm looking for a woman. Ain't got no man. Well, my bucket's got a hole in it. My bucket's got a hole in it.
Well, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. I see the crabs and the fishies doing the beep-bop-beep. Well, my bucket's got a hole in it. Well, my bucket's got a hole in it. Well, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't find no beer.
Bucket's got a hole in it. Boy.
That's how they used to carry beer around, I guess. You just take a bucket. We've tried that. We take it down to State Street, and they will not serve us with a bucket.
They won't fill up your bucket.
No,
huh?
No.
Just put a big handle on the side. And...
Well, my bucket's got a hole in it, though, you see. So,
so that's a lot of beer to lose at a hole in
it
a bucket.
It is. It's expensive
like
now.
Like filling a can or something.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we've heard from a number of listeners on Facebook. Sue really enjoyed the St. James Infirmary and looking forward to the music at the Sugar Maple Festival. And then we heard from Lou, Thomas, and Debbie, all three confirming that Harry Nilsson indeed wrote the theme from Midnight Cowboy, which was Everybody's Talking at Me, you know.
Oh, that's right. Everybody's talking at me. Right. Yeah, right.
Right. So thank you for that. We appreciate that. If you want to join the conversation, it's facebook.com/simplyfolk, or you can also send a comment or an email to through our website at simplyfolk.org. There's a form that you can use. Our guests are Chris Wagner and Mary Gaines. You play with the Stellanovas. You play with... Now, you've got a new band you put together with Bob Westfall.
Well, Bob, we've been playing with our good friend Bob Westfall for many years, just as the Bob Westfall Band, but we recently renamed it a little slightly more acoustic version. We called the Big Bang String Thing, and we're going to be at the Cafe Carp coming up on Friday... Friday, May 13th.
In Fort Atkinson.
In Fort Atkinson. Yeah. Some originals, a mix of lots of different styles, some Beatles tunes. And
oh, great.
Yeah.
Speaking of originals, do you two write much? Do you write together, write separately, or how does that work?
We mostly write separately, but we've tried to write together. You know, our marriage can only stand so much, I think. It's just, we work together, and writing is... But anyway, actually, this next song.
Sheila can relate. I can relate.
Yeah, I get you. But this next song I wrote, and it was raining, and so I called it Rainy Waltz. And he never said that I shouldn't call it that, so we went ahead and did that.
So is it a waltz, then?
It is. Yeah. It is a waltz, yeah. Should we just go ahead and...
Sure, go right ahead.
It's sort of a French cafe sort of
thing. Right. A French cafe feel, so that's why you've got the accordion strapped on.
Yeah. Okay. That's right.
We like to say, you have to start a French waltz with that. It's actually the law. Thank you.
That was gorgeous.
Oh, sweet.
Thank you.
Just beautiful. Do you two head out around the state of Wisconsin? Would our listeners be able to hear you anywhere other than Madison?
We're going to be, the Stellanovas are going to be playing at the Tyrannina Brewery Saturday, May 14th. But we play quite a bit around the, at a place called Beckett's in Oshkosh. We play Chef Fusion up in Green Bay, another place called Feta's up in Green Bay. Number of festivals around the state in the summer. But Mad Toast Live, you can check out different episodes, but also thestellanovas.com, you can check out our full lineup there. I've got to update it. As soon as I get home, I will, I promise.
And we have links, too, at simplyfolk.org to your two websites, so you can find information there.
Could I quick shout-out, too? I didn't realize that, I should. Another fairly new project that we're doing, other than different recording projects with great Josh Hardy band, who else? Whitney Mann, a couple CD releases coming up, Tret Fury. Mm. We have a new group called Gramini with Michael Bell, Chris Powers on guitar. Michael Bell's he's a sociology professor, wonderful songwriter, and Shansi Ali on violin and viola. And we're changing the name to Thirsty Roots, perhaps, coming up here. But it's mostly pretty much all original music of Michael's, and we do a variety, mix of classical forms and bluegrass and old-timey and klezmer and jazz and Indian, and it's
a lot of fusion.
A lot of fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's why you're working with some great artists. Speaking of Josh Hardy, that's where I saw you two last, was with Josh opening for a Full House before the Carolina Chocolate Drops concert, and you were doing some really great folk music with him.
That was really fun. It was an awesome concert to be a part of, and Josh was really on his game, I think.
He's a strong songwriter. I really enjoyed the music. Yeah.
And to get to play with Jim Schwall, too, is always a treat.
Jim's right. Always, yeah.
Always is right. What's the next song?
We're going to do a tune here. This is another Harry Nilsson tune called POV Waltz, for Point of View Waltz.
And I see you're putting on yet another instrument, Chris. It's a beautiful little mandolin.
Yeah, it's a little Weber. It's very... pretty folky. It's not much of a bluegrass barker, but it's a great little folk instrument.
POV Waltz.
There I go again. I'm up again. There I go again. I hope it's not the last time.
Last time.
I had had a drink or two an hour so ago. It made me think of you, but now I know it's not the last time. Last time. Flying high up in the sky, I wonder why I think I'm gonna fall. I think I'm gonna fall. I hope this isn't all. La 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 la. La 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 la. Flying up in the sky, I wonder why I have to have another one of you. See me through. Now I think I'm gonna fall. I hope this isn't all. And on top of that, I hope it's not the last time.
Another tune by Harry Nilsson.
Yeah.
And we did have some clarification. Listeners are keeping us in line. He did perform the theme to Midnight Cowboy, but he was not the writer. The writer was Fred Neil.
So okay, good.
That from Kevin T. and Joe L. through our website. Thank you so much. Also had a nice note from Rich B., who's enjoying hearing Chris and Mary, and nice. Dennis S. as well. So thanks for all those great comments. Boy, that's a lovely, that's got a lovely feel, nice groove to it.
Isn't that a great, beautiful tune, yeah.
Real gentle, yeah, yeah.
I don't think I've written anything but a waltz in the last 5 years. And I didn't write that one, but...
yeah, well, there's something very comforting about a waltz. I don't know, unless you're doing it really quickly.
Yeah. I kind of like the circular quality. I don't know what it is.
You're going to come out with a waltz album. We might have some waltzes in four on there. Yeah.
That'd be a little confusing.
Perhaps, yeah.
I'm just going to let you figure that one out.
Yeah, I'm just thinking it's already a challenge for some of the dance partners I've had. I can't imagine. We have one more song. And before you go, you mentioned your website. So any new recording projects?
Well, this summer we're taking a little time off from Mad Toast Live with this explicit idea to actually make another recording for the Stellanovas.
Great.
It's been several years, and we just haven't had time, and we're really looking forward to jumping into it.
Great. Well, we'll look forward to hearing it when it's ready. So what will you close with?
This is a great John Hartford tune. He did it very differently, but I don't know, we came upon this groove with our drummer at one point, I think, but it's a tune called Steam-Powered Airplane.
Well, I'm sailing away on a steam-powered airplane. I went and stayed and it darn near didn't come back again. Didn't go very fast on a steam-powered airplane. The wheels went around and up and down and inside and then back again. Well, sitting on a 747 just watching them clouds roll by. Can't tell if it's sunshine or it's rain.
rather be sitting on a deck chair high up over Kansas City. My genuine old-fashioned authentic steam-powered aeroplane. Well, I could be a pilot on a steam-powered airplane. I turn that pilot wheel around and then back again. And I'll wear a blue hat, yeah, says steam-powered airplane. The letters go around the rim and then back again. Well, sitting on a 747 just watching them clouds roll by. Can't tell if it's sunshine or it's rain. Rather be sitting on a deck chair high up over Kansas City or my genuine old-fashioned all-thanks steam-powered airplane.
Woo! What a neat song. Yeah, that's really cool.
Thanks.
Well, thanks very much for coming in. We sure appreciate it.
You bet.
Fantastic,
thanks for having
you guys.
Us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
It's always a treat to have live music right in the studio here. Yeah. And
we love doing radio because, like we say, we don't have to dress up. I mean, we're barely wearing anything right now, which is...
Except by, well, that leaves me with the question on whether or not to publish the photo I snapped of you a few minutes ago, but maybe we'll let the listeners weigh in on that.
Depends
as well.
Depends where you publish it.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point.
We will have a photo up on Facebook shortly, and you'll see the jeans and relaxed attitude of our guests and hosts. And you can also find their websites and their schedules and their information at simplyfolk.org. There are a couple of links there. Chris Wagner, Mary Gaines, instrumentalists and songwriters and performers extraordinaire. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, we appreciate it.